we teach our students to work at the energetic level, to work with the energy systems of the body, to clear imprints from the luminous energy field, to scour the chakras clean. And in doing so, this helps our clients to disinhibit their natural healing systems. The immune response is disinhibited. Healing is accelerated tremendously. Emotional healing happens in a period of days instead of weeks or months when we intervene at the energetic, at the essential level of our being. It's helpful to imagine the luminous energy field as a membrane that extends about 3 feet outside of our body and that contains within it all of the energy systems of our being, including the rivers of light, what is known in the Americas as rivers of light, which are the acupuncture meridians, and the chakras, which are the wheels of light. Someone asked me once, Alberto, do shamans have chakras? I thought the chakras were Hindu. And I asked them, do Africans have livers? I thought that livers were European. And chakras are part of our luminous anatomy. And in the same way that everyone in the planet has 206 bones in the skeletal system, we have 7 chakras in the physical body, 1 chakra within the luminous energy field. And we have the streaming rivers that convey information and energy throughout our body, which are the acupuncture meridians. The acupuncture meridians run right above the skin, and the energies that flow through them are very physical energies. They're involved in the physical sustenance in the body. The chakras are subtler systems that contain a more refined kind of energy that is associated with our emotional and spiritual well-being. So the shaman and our students that we train in our healing programs learn to work at the level of the chakras, at the level of the source, because the shaman intervenes before things are born in the physical. We want to repair things, to fix things before they're born. We want to fix things before they've organized the body into disease. Even after the body has somatized and manifested physically a condition that once existed only energetically, when we clear the blueprint, the energetic blueprint, the body follows, the heart follows, the emotions respond rapidly. It's helpful to imagine the chakras as swirling vortexes of energy, as wells of light that extend along the front of your body, 1 or 2 inches, and also go behind you, extending along your back. They have 2 mouths, double-ended funnels that extend front and back. The front of the chakras are the deepest wells, which is where the greatest amount of debris and sludge tends to accumulate. The back of the chakras are very shallow. We don't carry much of our history in the back side of the chakras, which is why we learn to intervene and to heal through the front of the body, which is where all of that sludge and heavy toxic energies have accumulated throughout our lives. In the shamanic traditions, we work at the energetic level. And the shamanic mythology is one that explains that there is only energy in the universe, energy that manifests in denser forms as matter, or energy that expresses itself in subtle forms, such as light. When we work in the shamanic healing processes, we learn that there are energies that a person is not able to metabolize properly. Energies that are too heavy for the chakras to combust and turn into food. And these energies tend to adhere along the walls of the chakras in the form of a syrupy sludge. Now, these are not bad energies. These are simply energies that are not digestible. In the same way that when we eat, for example, broccoli, we take the nutrients from that food, but a lot of it is eliminated as roughage. That roughage is not bad. In fact, when that roughage is returned to the earth, it turns back into life, into fertilizer. In the same way, the heavy energies that adhere to the walls of the chakra are bad for us, but they're not intrinsically bad. They're not negative in any way intrinsically. They're only negative for us because they make us toxic. We're not able to metabolize them. We're not able to digest them. And similarly, when we have an emotional experience that we cannot digest, it's too big for us. It's sitting in our gut, undigestible. Then it tends to form itself into energies that will settle into a chakra and make that chakra heavy and toxic.